إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the series on monitoring ourselves and monitoring our conversations, because like I said yesterday, the conversation indicates the attitude and the conversation also decides the attitude. It changes attitude. So if you monitor your conversation, then you know what kind of attitude you have, and if you need to change that attitude, then you need to change your language. Language is both a mirror of the attitude as well as something which changes the attitude. So three things today. One is, the first thing to monitor is whether our conversation reflects gratitude or complaints. So if you listen to yourself, what do you hear more in your conversation? Gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gratitude to people, or is it complaints? Now this is something which is very important for us to think about, because unfortunately one of the things that we that I notice all the time is that a lot of people, their conversation is almost entirely complaints. I remember going to a particular country, and one of our Indian families invited us for dinner. And this family has gone there, they've migrated there, they've settled there. And right through that dinner, the entire time was spent, those people, they only talked about how bad that country was and how bad the nationals of that country were and how they ill-treated us, how ill-treat non-nationals, and how bad their food is and how. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm listening to all this conversation. I said, my first question is, why are you here? I mean, you are not a prisoner. They didn't drag you here in chains. You know, you migrated. You chose to go to that country. So why are you here? If it is so bad, then go back. Go back to wherever you came from, or, you know, go find some other country or something. Why are you in this country if this place is in fact so bad? Now that is the whole thing. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these people are living well, mashallah. I mean, and if I just sort of reflect, I thought to myself that what was their lifestyle before they, in India, before they came to this place. It was way down. It was nowhere, in no comparison. So when you look at it, Allah has given them money and they are living in good comfort and everything else. But the only thing you hear from them is complaints. Whole time. These people are so bad and the nationals are like this and this and that. So seriously, we have to ask ourselves, what is my conversation? Is it complaints or is it gratitude? Do we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen? Ibrahim alayhi salam went to see his son Ismail alayhi salam in Makkah, where he was living. So when he went to his house, Ismail alayhi salam was not there. He had left and gone somewhere, gone hunting actually, because he was a hunter. So Ibrahim alayhi salam met his wife. Now the wife doesn't know who Ibrahim alayhi salam is. So he just came and he asked, where is Ismail? He said, he's gone out. So so Ibrahim alayhi salam asked her, so how's everything with you? She said, no, things are not good, you know, sometimes we don't have enough food and things are bad and this and that. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, when your husband comes back, tell him that somebody came to see him and told him to change the door sill of the door. So when Ismail alayhi salam came back, his wife told him, the old man had come to see you and he said to change your door sill. So Ismail alayhi salam said, the door sill means you. So that was my father Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he's ordered me to send you home. So he divorced her. Then the people, the Jurhum, who were the people at that time at who Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salam was staying with them. So they loved him so much, they gave him one of their daughters to be married. And some years later, Ibrahim alayhi salam came back and he met this other wife. Again, Ismail alayhi salam was not home. So he met his wife and he asked her, how are things? She said, Alhamdulillah, everything is fine. He said, no, what about your, do you have enough to eat and sweets? Yeah, Alhamdulillah, Allah provides. So whatever he asked, she always said, Alhamdulillah. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, when your husband comes, tell him, Alhamdulillah, may Allah give him a good life, and so on and so on. So the point of this whole thing is that gratitude or complaints. And seriously, if you think about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, La in shakartum la zidannakum, wa la in kafartum inna azabi la shadeed, one of the things of being grateful is that it, when Allah said, I will increase my ni'mah, it's not only in terms of quantity and so on, which of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase, but it is the enjoyment of the ni'mat itself which increases. When you use something with thankfulness, the pleasure of it becomes even more. Just try it. When you are eating a food, doesn't have to be some great manna from heaven. In eating a food, just say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. How Allah has provided me. How nice is this roti. Is so beautiful. You know, think about this roti which came, the texture of it, and nice and hot straight from the stove because somebody took the trouble to make it for you, and you're eating it with your curry. How nice it is. Just reflect on that, and you just see how the taste of that food enhances in your mouth. Just being grateful enhances the quality and enhances the enjoyment of that ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, complaints or gratitude. Second thing is, which is related to this, is the issue of being thankful or thankless. And this has to do with expressing that thanks. Expressing the thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expressing the thanks to the people through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants His ni'mat. So, some of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we get directly, not through any means, right? But other things we get, and that is probably the big majority of things we get through some agency, you know, some person. So, it's your, whoever is around you, maybe your family, maybe other people and so on, through whom and because of whom you were able to get this ni'mah. Do we thank them or we don't thank them? Well, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said very clearly that the one who does not thank the people has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why it is very, very important in our conversations, do we express thanks or we don't express thanks. Take the trouble and do it. I mean, people ask other people to do favors, and when they do something, then they forget about it. You have to take the trouble to ask, but when the thing is done, you don't bother to come and say thanks. And it's not that the other person is sitting waiting for your thanks. He doesn't care. He probably even forgot. But the question is, do you have this in you? I still recall when I was in the tea gardens, I left tea planting in 1993. So, in 91, when I was on one of the estates, one of my servants who worked for me, he was a temporary worker. I made him permanent. Because at that time we were recruiting, so we got him made him permanent. So, this is in 1991. In 2015, the man phones me and tells me, thanks to you, he is calling me somewhere from Madurai. He phones me, thanks to you. And I asked him, I said, how are you? He said, no, sir, I just called to say salam to you and so on and so on. And I said, how are you doing? He said, no, thanks to you, I am getting a pension. And thanks to you, I have got some provident fund. If you had not made me permanent, I would not have got that. So, I just called to thank you. 1991 to 2015. And this man is a Dalit. This is the tragedy today. And not that I did not do favors to Muslims, but the point I am saying is that question of being thankful or thankless. And the last point for today, inshallah, is whether our conversation is positive or negative. So, in the conversation, are we positive or negative? How does it sound? The biggest problem with being negative is it drags you down. It makes you depressed, it makes the other person depressed. And once again, because you're focusing always on constraints, you're focusing on difficulties, you're focusing on things, instead of focusing on things which are good. I still remember, it's like a joke, but it's very, it is funny but useful. I was in Jamshedpur, and we came out of Tata Nagar and we were going to see some place. and we were stopped at a intersection, and one of the roads coming into the intersection was down a slope, and this is Bihar, you know, so there was sort of more in Bihar, roads do not have potholes, potholes have roads. So there was a guy coming on a bicycle, so he's coming down this slope quite fast, and he goes into a pothole, literally bounces, and he says, "Wah, kya khadda hai." Yeah, I mean, I was sitting in the car, and I heard him, and I started burst out laughing. He said, "What a pit, and what a pothole." He said, "Wah, kya khadda." Now I was thinking to myself, now he went into the khadda. He could have you know, moaned and groaned and grumbled or cursed the thing or something. But he enjoyed the jump, you know, he enjoyed the thing. So the point is that, so it was, it's like a joke, but you know, it's very instructive. I mean, say, alhamdulillah, there are people like that who are so incredibly positive that even when he goes into a pothole, he says, "Ah, kya khadda." So seriously, we should ask ourselves this question and say, alhamdulillah, life is full of, believe me, there's nobody in the whole world who has got everything good for him. And there nobody. Nobody but nobody has got everything going for him. No matter what you have, whether it's money or influence or izza or whatnot, there will always be some thing, you know. The very interesting thing about Yehudi Menuhin, the great composer and conductor of orchestras, is a wonderful story of Yehudi Menuhin conducting this great orchestra symphony, and one child cries. Now, why a child was in that place, I don't know, but usually they would not have allowed. But anyway, there's one child who cries. So, there's absolutely pin drop silence. People are listening to this wonderful conducting of this music, and this one child cries. So, it's like a jarring note in that whole thing. And Yehudi Menuhin's comment is, there's always a critic. He says, there's always a critic. Now, this is what I'm saying. You see, the way he said it also. I mean, he's not saying, who brought this child? Why is this child here? Throw him out. No. He says, there's always a critic. So, seriously, we have to ask ourselves the question, am I a positive person or am I a negative person? And if you are a positive person, believe me, as I said the other day, I said about something else, which is that boundary conditions may not change. I mean, it is still raining, you know, but at least you feel this rain. If mashallah, alhamdulillah, you know what, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But somebody else is complaining, kya itti barish ho rahi, kichad ho gaya, falana ho gaya. So the whole thing is, seriously, we have to ask ourselves, what is it that, am I a positive person or a negative person? And believe me, it's very, very important to be positive. Because the more positive you are, it's not that the conditions of outside conditions will change, but our own attitude and our own approach to those conditions will change. Then you become more solution focused. You know, you are not problem focused. This is the problem. Because as I said the other day, if you take a problem and talk about it 20 times, it won't solve. You have to find a solution for it. And that will happen only if you are a positive person. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all positive people, inshallah, and to help us to be thankful to Him and help us to look at the good side of things and not be overly and needlessly critical. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.